One person who has first-hand experience in providing loving care to a parent who suffered a crippling stroke is Jennifer Sokol, a violinist in the Seattle area of the United States. She recently recounted that experience in a book which she entitled 6 Years of Grace, Caregiving Episodes with My Mother. 6 years, then, during which Jennifer gave up her job and cared for her mother, precisely from 1992 until her death in 1998. Susie Hodges asked her about that caregiving experience.
I was approached by several people during the last few years I cared for my mother who encouraged me to write a story because they were inspired about what I was doing for her. And they thought it was a story that other people should hear about.
How easy was it for you to embark on this experience of caring for your mother after she had her crippling stroke? Did you, in some ways, kick against the traces at first?
Yes, I did. I had never taken on this full-time kind of responsibility of care before, although I had cared for the elderly. But this was a shock, both for Mom, for Dad, and myself, because of her condition. It was so serious, and so I really had to dig deeply within myself to really answer that call.
Tell me, what were some of the most difficult moments during those 6 years of caring for your mother, some of the incidents that really stand out?
Well, in general, it's very difficult to observe a parent who's sick, and, you know, you have to watch their condition diminished from day to day, and that was very emotionally draining for me. But also to see how hard she worked to try and walk again through the various therapies that we tried and the therapists that we worked through, and to come to that acceptance that someday she really never would recover was very difficult.
And how important was prayer in this experience?
Well, it became the lifeline for both she and I because it provided a foundation of hope for us that we could look to God who was above and beyond everything that we were going through and that no matter what, in Mom's condition, she had that hope that she would have eternal life someday. And that we would find the grace and light we needed for each day until that time.
And what prayers did you use?
We were very much centered in our relationship with Mary, God's mother. So Mom daily prayed the rosary. She had her own kind of meditations that she enjoyed. She liked to enjoy scripture readings. But I think mainly it was those spontaneous outpourings to Mary, where you just share your questions and concerns with her in, within, and you gently feel her guidance.
You say that there was a lot of humor. Now, that's something that could surprise many people who would consider this to be quite a sort of grim and emotionally draining prospect. Can you give us some examples of these humorous moments?
Well, we had various therapists come into the home who worked with Mom before she was able to go outside for outpatient therapy. And some of those therapists provided a lot of humor just because of their unusual techniques that they described. And also, we got into some predicaments with having to get her to swimming pool therapy. Which at first was very awkward, but in retrospect, we were actually able to look back and laugh.
And you said about this therapist and the things they did to make you laugh. Can you again give an example there?
Well, it's hard to imagine, but one therapist thought that by rubbing an ice cube up and down Mom's left shin, that would somehow fire her brain back into activity. And the whole thing was really ridiculous. It didn't work, and it ended up being a total failure.
What were the most important things, though, that this experience as a caregiver taught you?
The most important things were relationship, that no matter what, you have to bring this deep sense of caring for that person that you're with and entering into a deep friendship with them, which brings forth an untold amount of love that you never knew was possible by being present to somebody in their suffering and seeing the light of hope that that gives to them. And then also the deepening of faith that this whole experience can bring, again, through suffering that you never could have imagined.
And this may be in some ways related, but what do you think are the main things that the sick can teach us?
The sick are so vulnerable, and they just show us that no matter how self-sufficient and strong we feel, we really are all very weak, and we are in need of God. And that they teach us that we have to get out of ourselves and reach out to them in their great need and show them that they are loved and accepted even in their sickness and diminished situation.
And of all this reader feedback that you've been getting, have there been any particular ones that have been particularly memorable or poignant that have stuck in your mind?
I heard back from a nurse who worked in a hospital for over 35 years. And still, by reading this book, she learned things about home care that she had never realized. And it helped her as a professional medical person to enhance her own medical knowledge of what home care and how that differs from hospital care. And also just from people who have done similar things that I have, but they need somebody else's story to offer them inspiration and hope.
That was Jennifer Sokol, author of 6 Years of Grace, Caregiving Episodes with My Mother, speaking there to Susie Hodges. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.